Good morning. This is Pastor Zachary Corey of Our Redeemer Lutheran Church in Wahoo, Nebraska, and I welcome you to our morning devotion on this Tuesday, March 31st. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We now read together Psalm 43, and our antiphon is verse 5. And remember, we will not say the Gloria Patri together today. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. Vindicate me, O God, and defend my cause against an ungodly people. From the deceitful and unjust man deliver me. For you are the God in whom I take refuge. Why have you rejected me? Why do I go about mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Send out your light in your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and I will praise you with the lyre, O God, my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. Our reading for today is the continuation of the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 14, verses 53 through 72. And they led Jesus to the high priest, and all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes came together. And Peter had followed him at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. And he was sitting with the guards and warming himself at the fire. Now the chief priests and the whole council were seeking testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they found none. For many bore false witness against him, but their testimony did not agree. And some stood up and bore false witness against him, saying, "We heard him say, 'I will destroy this temple that is made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another not made with hands.' Yet even about this their testimony did not agree. And the high priest stood up in the midst and asked Jesus, 'Have you no answer to make? What is it that these men testify against you?' But he remained silent and made no answer. Again the high priest asked him, 'Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed?' And Jesus said, 'I am, and you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming with the clouds of heaven.' And the high priest tore his garments and said, 'What further witnesses do we need? You have heard his blasphemy. What is your decision?' And they all condemned him as deserving death. And some began to spit on him and to cover his face and to strike him, saying to him, 'Prophesy.' And the guards received him with blows. And as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came, and seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, 'You also were with the Nazarene Jesus.' But he denied it, saying, 'I neither know you nor understand what you mean. I neither know nor understand what you mean.' And he went out into the gateway, and the rooster crowed. And the servant girl saw him and began again to say to the bystanders, 'This man is one of them.' But again he denied it. And for a little while the bystanders again said to Peter, and after a little while the bystanders again said to Peter, 'Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean.' But he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, 'I do not know this man of whom you speak.' And immediately the rooster crowed a second time. And Peter remembered how Jesus had said to him, 'Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me 3 times. And he broke down and wept. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." Well, in our reading today, we see Peter, who was so close to Jesus denies him at such an important, such a hugely significant moment. Jesus is, he's been taken into this kangaroo court, right? This illegal court. It's in the middle of the night, and he's being accused of blasphemy. He's being treated shamefully. And Peter, who insisted that he would follow Christ and would be committed to him to the point of death, denies him, and denies him three times, just as Christ had prophesied. Now, this denial of Peter, or excuse me, this denial of Jesus by Peter is not simply to fulfill prophecy, but actually it takes us back to some recent readings. I want to go back just briefly to yesterday's reading, where Jesus was praying in Gethsemane. And in verse 37 of Mark chapter 14, we read that after Jesus went away by himself to pray, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. That's verse 36. In verse 37, we're told he came and found them sleeping. That is his disciples, specifically Peter, James, and John. And Jesus said to Peter, Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? And then verse 38, he says, watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Now, I'm confident that exactly what Jesus has in mind here is Peter's betrayal. This is an example of, even though Christ had prophesied that Peter would betray him, he knew that this would happen. He doesn't abandon Peter in this moment, even though Peter is abandoning him. He urges him to watch and pray that he may not enter into temptation. He still is helping Peter, even though he knows Peter is going to betray him. But he's trying to prepare Peter not to betray him, right? He's trying to say, Peter, this is how you prepare yourself not to enter into temptation. You watch and you pray. Now, it very well could be true that when Jesus says watch and pray, that he's talking about watch for those who are about to come and to arrest me. That's entirely possible. And in fact, I think that is the case here. However, as with many things in Scripture and many things with many of Jesus' sayings, I don't think they're merely a single meaning that's attributed to what he says. I think this also harkens back to what we read last week in Friday's devotion, where Jesus said this from Mark chapter 13. He first says it in verse 33. He says, be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. That is when the Son of Man will return. And then he continues, verse 35. Well, let's see. I'm going to read 33 to 35. Be on guard, keep awake, for you do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his servants in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to stay awake. Therefore, stay awake. For you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or in the morning. Verse 36, lest he come suddenly and find you asleep. And then verse 37, and what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake. Now, Jesus is making a point there that I think is directly connected here, or at least indirectly connected to today's reading. To yesterday's reading in the Garden of Gethsemane, where here Jesus had told Peter to stay awake and to pray that that's how he would be prepared not to enter into temptation. But Peter doesn't listen. And so we have then today's reading, where Peter was completely unprepared for the temptation that came. Now, what a beautiful image for us to see the comfort that Christ is trying to provide for us and the guidance that he has given us. Last Friday in our reading, he tells us, stay awake, be on guard, for we don't know when Christ will come. We don't know when he will return. And so there is a sense in which every single day of our lives we ought to treat as the last day of our life, or the day that Christ will return, or the day before Christ will return, right? That it might be happening while we're sleeping at night, or the very next morning. So there's a sense in which every single day we ought to be thinking of the end. We ought to be beginning every single day with the end in mind, that Christ will return. And so how are we going to live this day? And of course, none of us do this. We forget about this. We get lazy in our minds as far as prayer and devotion and reading, which is why I'm trying to encourage this as a congregation. This isn't just encouragement for you. It's encouragement for me too. I get lazy in these ways. And this is our sinful nature, right? That's always fighting against us. So these readings are wonderful for us right now, especially during this time of everything that's going on in the world, and during this time of Lent as well, to remind us and to prepare our hearts for each day, that we would be meditating on the Word of God and that we would be praying. This is how we keep watch. Because when any type of temptation comes, which may come today, or it may come a week from now, or a month, or a year from now, we don't know. But we will be prepared so that we too don't give in to temptation to betray Christ at a vital point, right? Or that we would not give in to temptation in time of need. We are always to be ready, to be on guard, and to be awake. And so let us take these words and encouragement from Jesus and make them our own. And think about these things throughout our day. That is my encouragement for us today. We continue now with our memory work, which is located on the last page of our Congregation of Prayer sheet. The Catechism, the Ten Commandments, and the Table of Duties. And we remind ourselves of God's will in the first three commandments, which specifically relate us to him and show our relationship to him. The first three commandments. You shall have no other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. And the table of duties to bishops, pastors, and preachers. From 1 Timothy 3, 2-4. An overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not violent but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own household well, with all dignity, keeping his children submissive. From 1 Timothy 3:6, he must not be a recent convert, or he may become puffed up with conceit and fall into the condemnation of the devil. And from Titus 1:9, he must hold firm to the trustworthy word as taught, so that he may be able to give instruction in sound doctrine, and also to rebuke those who contradict it. Let us also read together our hymn of the week, the first two stanzas of My Song is Love Unknown. My song is love unknown, my Savior's love to me, love to the loveless shown, that they might lovely be. Oh, who am I, that for my sake my Lord should take frail flesh and die? He came from his blessed throne, salvation to bestow, but men made strange, and none the longed-for Christ would know. But oh, my friend indeed, who at my need his life did spend. And our verse for the week. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119:105. Let us pray. Almighty God, by your great goodness, mercifully look upon your people, that we may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O Lord, look down from heaven. Behold, visit, and relieve your servants who stand in need of our prayers. Our Redeemer Lutheran Church, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, the Reverend President Matthew Harrison, the Reverend President Richard Snow, our Concordia seminaries, colleges, and schools, our sister churches, the United States of America, President Donald Trump, Governor Pete Ricketts, and of our own Sarah, Gloria, Lee and Sandra, John and Addie, Judy, Bernice, Marge, Velva, Elaine, Gail, Lavona, Catherine, Lauren, Valerie, Jacob, and myself. Look upon them with the eyes of your mercy. Grant them comfort and sure confidence in you. Defend them from all danger and keep them in perpetual peace and safety. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. God's blessings on your day.